Welcome to another episode of 7 Minutes in Heaven. Marianne, what are we talking about today?
Today we're going to discuss end-of-life dreams and visions.
Like what you see as you're dying? Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Dreams or visions people see towards the end of their life. So end-of-life dreams and visions, or ELDVs, have been suggested to be prevalent psychic phenomena near death that can sort of provide some meaning or maybe comfort for the dying. There is a lack of studies from certain countries about this, but a lot of people are starting to become more and more interested in this phenomenon because it's notable now. Because there's a lot more hospice care, end of life care, attention paid, and things like that. So I looked up a study. The study I looked at was aiming to determine whether palliative care professionals in a Nordic country have experience of patients expressing dreams, visions, or some kind of inner experience, and if so, how they are perceived. So the method they used to do this study was focus group interviews with 18 professionals who work in end-of-life palliative care, and they were subjected to this analysis. About 15 of the 18 professionals had some kind of experience of patients with end-of-life dreams or visions. How you doing over there? Are you waving to me? Okay. I was like, what is happening? A dominant content was, what is that? Deceased loved ones? A lot of the content of these end-of-life dreams or visions were about loved ones of the person who was dying. Maybe people who had already been deceased.
So this is the people, wait. It's the person dying seeing people who have already died?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. So according to most of these professionals, these 15 of the 18 people in the study, many patients perceived these dreams or visions as real and could report them with a lot of clarity. The experience oftentimes would result in peacefulness for these patients, as well as for some of the loved ones around them. Because for whatever reason, it reduced their fear of dying and death.
So everyone's just like, oh, thank God.
Well, they're glad that they're seeing dead loved ones, right? Because I guess, you know, our perception would be, oh, so they're going to be with these.
Right. They're like, I don't have to worry anymore. I know I'm going to be there with Uncle Jim.
Yeah. Some of these professionals themselves thought that these end-of-life dreams or visions were real and a normal part of dying because they'd experienced it so many times. A few of them found it to be a little scary, understandably. Yeah.
I think it might freak me out. I mean, logically, I'm like, well, I can explain that. But
yeah,
if I don't, like, fuck, it could be scary.
Yeah, exactly. Most of the professionals in the study did find these dreams or visions hard to grasp, right? So it's like, I don't understand how or why, but I understand that it's happening. Many of them tried to explain it as a result of medical circumstances or confusion, like, for example, morphine or drugs or whatever they were given at the end of their life.
Right.
But they also considered that most of their patients were normal and sound of mind when they were when these dreams or visions were happening. And they also said most of the patients wanted to talk about their dreams or visions. Some were a little reluctant because they were worried they'd be considered crazy.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. But the professionals were open-minded, right? And reported having no problem talking about it with the patients. And they wanted to normalize the experience, calming the patients and their loved ones. Some of the significant results from the study were that these are a common phenomenon, right? Despite the study being in a specific area, this phenomenon is common worldwide for people near death. Many professionals in palliative care recognize these as beneficial to patients, despite it being hard to understand it. And sometimes it is difficult to distinguish it from confusion. And many of them said they wished it would be further explored and studied. So to talk about a little bit about palliative care, because I mentioned it, when death is imminent or definitely going to happen, the purpose of palliative care is to bring the patient ease right when they're dying. Okay. So it's to care for the person who's dying and focus on alleviating distress, whether it's physical, psycho, social, existential, or psychological. So making sure that this patient and their loved ones find something positive, sometimes in these messages, is sort of part of what they do in palliative care.
So don't be like, look, you're dying and you're crazy. These aren't real. Don't believe it. Snap back to reality. Don't do that. You don't do that.
So profound physical phenomena, psychic phenomena near death are reported generally as positive experiences. But there are a spectrum of different related experiences, like near-death experiences, which we can talk about in something else. And I spoke
Terrifying.
about with Scatterbrain. Oh, there
Oh,
we
that's
go.
it. That's it. No mas.
All right. So thank you for listening to Death is Everything. Please, if you like us, rate, review, and subscribe. You can find us on a few different social media sites. You can find us on Instagram at D period I period E period underscore cast and on Twitter at Death Every Cast. If you're interested in interviewing or being a guest, go ahead and send an email to hello at deathiseverything.com and check out our website, deathiseverything.com. We have merchandise, we have all the episodes from this podcast and episodes I have been a guest on other podcasts as well. See you later, Land of the Living.